This is the Ask Pastor Alex podcast with your host, Pastor Alex.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. We are here with another episode and another question. And I want to just say I apologize for the short little break that we had to take there. I know I haven't had a new episode in about 2 weeks, but we've been really busy around the church. And I actually have been really busy writing a second book. So many of you know that last year I published my first book. It was released in December called Exploring Christianity. You can buy that at every major bookseller. But I've been working on a second book totally unrelated to the first. And so I've been focusing on that a good bit and haven't had as much time to record, but I do apologize and I'm hoping to get back to a more regular schedule. And we're coming back with a fun one. The question for this episode is, did Paul cuss in the Bible? And that is a good question. This question is referencing Philippians chapter 3 in verse 8, where Paul says, "For his sake," meaning Jesus, this is a reference to Jesus here, "for his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish." And that word rubbish, some people believe, should actually be translated S-H-I-T. Now, I'm not going to say that word because I don't cuss, but I will spell it for you so that you can understand like what we're talking about here. Because this is a new kind of common misconception about this verse, is that the word Paul is using here should actually be translated as a cuss word. And there's actually a lot of misinformation about this topic in general. And I think that's due in part to the writings of the former pastor of the megachurch in South Carolina called New Spring, who is Perry Noble. Perry Noble is no longer at New Spring Church. They rightfully decided that they needed to part ways with Perry because of some of the things going on in his life. But in 2018, Perry Noble wrote an article called "So I Cuss a Little." And in the article, he defended his practice of cussing, not just in casual conversation, but also in his sermons. And he tried to use the Bible to defend his position, but due to the fact that Perry Noble doesn't know any Greek or Hebrew at all, he fails miserably. For instance, in his article, he referenced the King James Version of 1 Samuel chapter 25, verses 21 to 22. And this is what the Bible says there in the King James Version. "Now David had said, 'Surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow hath in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him. And he hath requited me evil for good. So, and more also, do God unto the enemies of David, if I leave all that pertain to him by the morning light, any that pisseth against the wall.'" Now, Perry reads that and he says that under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, David wrote the word pisseth, which he deemed to be a cuss word. Now, there are just a few problems with this understanding. First, as most of you know, the Bible was not written in English. It was inspired and written in three different languages, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. And 1 Samuel, in particular, was written in Hebrew. The word pisseth is actually the Hebrew word shatan, which literally just means to urinate. At the time the KJV was produced, it was most common to say pisseth for urinate. And you see, this is where cultures collide. In our time, the word P-I-S-S, piss, is vulgar and not polite. I wouldn't say that it's actually a cuss word per se, but it's just not a very polite thing to say. It's deemed to be pretty vulgar. However, at the time of the translating of the KJV, that was not the case. So even if a person in our time deems it to be a cuss word, those who translated the KJV did not. So they were not trying to include cuss words in the Bible. Furthermore, as I think you can tell by now, David, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, did not write a cuss word. He wrote urinate, literally urinate, which was later translated using a word that we today in the 21st century deem to be vulgar. And I know that this isn't the point of this podcast in particular in this question, but that phrase, "those who pisseth against the wall," was just a way of referring to men, since men would stand to urinate against walls as opposed to women who sit. So contrary to Perry Noble's claims, David did not write cuss words under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Now that leads us back to Philippians, as we've already read earlier in the episode. When it comes to Philippians, Perry once again claims that Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote a cuss word. As I've already said, Perry claims that the word rubbish that Paul uses in Philippians 3 literally means S-H-I-T. In fact, this is exactly what Perry says in his article. Quote, "The word garbage is a very weak translation. The KJV says dung, which is closer. However, the Greek word Paul uses here is skubalon, which literally translated as shit. So Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, dropped the S-bomb." Now look, Perry actually does get two things right here. First, he's right that the Greek word here is skubalon. And second, he's right that the KJV's translation of dung is closer to the real meaning than garbage. However, his conclusion that Paul dropped the S-bomb is completely wrong because that word skubalon does not actually literally refer to shit. That is not a good translation. In Greek, the word skubalon is the literal Greek word for excrement. That's it. It's the Greek word for feces, which is why the KJV translation of dung is closer than garbage. Though I will say this, garbage isn't actually technically wrong. You know, the ESV will use rubbish. So garbage or rubbish, they aren't actually wrong. The word skubalon was used to refer to anything that was worthless or detestable, like garbage or rubbish. So the idea is right, even if the translation isn't necessarily one-to-one. However, it's completely misguided to think that this somehow means Paul cussed. Basically, there are typically two ways to refer to something, a proper way and a vulgar way. You can think about this in English. If you're referring to excrement, you can refer to it in the proper way, such as feces or excrement or even poop, or you can refer to it in a vulgar way, such as shit, like Perry. You know, in our house, another example, we say bottom or hiney, not the vulgar term for that part. You know, we've got two kids at the house, so we want to make sure that we're not trying to say anything that they're going to take back to school or use words that they shouldn't be using. So we try to stay away from things that could be taken vulgar by their meaning. So we try to stay away from words that would be vulgar. And so I think you get my point. There's a proper designation, which is the literal meaning, but people can always come up with a vulgar word to represent that thing. But when Paul wrote skubalon in Philippians, he used the word that literally means feces. Someone else with a vulgar mind has to read a vulgar meaning into that word to make it be a cuss word. And the fact that Paul chose a proper term rather than a vulgar term here doesn't take away or even lessen the meaning of what he's saying. He's pointing out that all the achievements he had accrued in Judaism and all his religious notoriety that he had gained were worthless to him compared to having Christ and knowing Christ. He's saying that all of that stuff is like a big old pile of feces when you put it next to Jesus. It simply cannot compare. So you don't need to read a vulgar word into that verse to get the meaning across. Here's my concern, here's my problem, is that Perry and many like him have misled countless Christians who follow them with their lack of understanding on this topic. I mean, Perry even starts his article out by cussing, and he even ends the article by saying, quote, "That's all for now, I've got to go take a piss," end quote. Now, his attitude clearly displays an immature person who does not understand the Bible's calling for Christians to be different. Throughout his article, he calls Christians who don't cuss whitewashed tombs and portrays them as being a bunch of stuck-up Pharisees. But the Bible actually has a lot to say about our speech. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up, according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." So rather than being flippant with our speech, like ending an article by saying you need to go take a piss, Christians are supposed to use their words to build others up and to benefit others. Paul says in Colossians that Christians are to rid themselves of filthy language. James says in James 1:26, "Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless." In other words, if you're going to present yourself as a spiritual leader and a preacher and as one who leads hundreds of thousands of people, but you do not control your tongue or what comes out of your mouth, all your religion is worthless. You're just deceiving yourself and others. Above all, Christians are called to be different from the rest of the world. We're called to be holy as God is holy. We're called to be in the world, but not of the world. If the rest of the world is using vulgar language, how are we any different if we do the exact same? That's not legalistic. That's not Pharisaic. It's holiness. If we're not different in our speech, we're certainly not going to be different in any other area of our lives either. James says in chapter 3, verse 2, if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, also able to bridle his whole body. Now, I want you to notice that. The Bible is saying here, if you could just control your tongue, you could control your whole body and all your other impulses as well, which means the opposite is true too. If you cannot control your tongue, you're not going to be able to control any other area of your life either. So a person's ability to control their tongue tells you a lot about how well they're able to control the rest of their lives. Therefore, Christians are not to be flippant in our speech, either in the way we speak or in what we say. We are to control our tongues and give careful thought to what we say. We are to be holy even in our speech, and in this way we can be different from the rest of the world in their vulgar speech. So to answer the question, no, Paul did not cuss in Philippians, and no other biblical author cussed in the writing of Scripture either. They used proper terms that other people could use vulgar terms for, but again, it takes a vulgar mind to read a vulgar meaning into a proper term. With that said, avoid Perry Noble for this and many other reasons, and always be diligent in investigating the people you are listening to and learning from. Most of all, get in the Word and plug into a solid biblical church with a biblical pastor who can help you understand issues like this and shed light on issues like this and answer your questions. Thank you for this question, and I look forward to answering more in the future.